Hi, guys. Welcome back to another podcast. I got a ski mask on, but that's obviously, you know, just... I don't even know why people wear ski masks. I guess not for skiing. I don't know.
Well, they look good. It looks good on you.
Well, you keep on saying I have a round head.
And your head is super, like, it's
look
perfect.
Look at the shape of it.
The fact that I'm sitting next to him and I'm like being said that I have a round head.
I feel like your skull is going to be, like, a perfect circle. That's going to be cool. It's like a little bobblehead.
It looks that circular right now?
No, it's actually ridiculous, bro.
Bro, it fits the curvature of the headphones perfectly.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It looks hilarious. Have you not seen yourself?
No, wait, here. Have you not seen yourself?
Yeah, no, I've not really seen myself.
Can you react to yourself? Just look at...
Holy shit, I look like a fucking bowling ball. I look like...
An eight ball.
I look like the final ball when you play pool.
Yeah.
Like, if you're bowling with me, your fingers go here, and then your thumb goes in my mouth.
Yeah. It's like perfect.
Yeah.
So weird.
Okay. Great week this week. We've done some crazy things. We dropped Air It Out on the podcast channel. Faith came on our podcast and bailed on Barstool, and they were bitching about that.
Pretty sick. I love how they just like didn't even try to like they didn't even mention our names. They're like, oh, the other TikTok podcast.
But
we're not
we won't.
Mention
yeah.
Them too.
If you didn't see that, Faith came on and talked about the whole Bryce and Tommy situation, and then on Barstool, Josh Richards is like, yeah, she doesn't want to go out in public because she wants to stay neutral. And they're like, well, she did a podcast. And Dave Portnoy was like, which one? And he goes, it's the one, like, we don't even name. That's what he said.
The producer
of Barstool.
The other TikTok podcast that we don't name.
That's awesome.
Like, whatever, dude.
That's awesome.
That's rent fucking free, dude.
That's rent free.
Rent free in that producer's head for sure, yeah. Dude.
Maybe not so much in the guy that has $200 million,
no,
but
yeah,
in everybody
not
else.
Dave Portnoy,
yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. Besides that, a ton of news went down. You guys were telling me about, first of all, someone said that Kodak Black had sex at a hockey game.
Yeah. Right. In his suite and out in the open and everyone could see him and he was on the Jumbotron.
Apparently it wasn't actual sex though. It was just a good dry hump.
No, I mean,
nah,
I've received word that it was a dry hump.
No, bro. His pants were definitely down and he was hitting her from behind.
Well, what is
in
the New York
of everybody, bro?
The New York Post says Kodak Black twerked his way into being a hockey legend and then says that he was supposedly having sex.
No, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, she's
dry.
On all fours, bro. She's
bro, that's dry humping.
Yeah, she's twerking on him.
Bro,
yeah.
But dude, he's bent over, bro. He's like mid vinegar strokes. Like look at like there's no way he's hunched over.
Okay. You want to play that like I mean
yeah,
play. That look.
Look
oh my
he's
god.
He's getting twerked on, bro. And he's probably just fucking
bro. Oh my god.
Bro, his pants, he's on pants. His pants are definitely not on.
Bro, he's literally wearing pants.
Yeah.
Unless Kodak Black has Casper White legs.
Yeah, true.
Okay, but you gotta run it back when you see those business guys just in the suite next door. Supposedly, like they're the owners of like one of the hockey teams there.
Okay.
Well, he's definitely not allowed back.
Yeah, no way.
Which is weird because those suites at those arenas are like huge, right? Like, why did he pick like the front row? Like, he's like, I want everyone to see me fucking twerk.
Well, dude, those are
get twerked on.
Every public appearance Kodak has had recently, he's been like literally fucked up.
A gremlin.
Like, he got up like right on like the wall.
Yeah.
And his pants kept falling down. And
yeah.
It was hella funny.
Yeah. And he pulled up like halfway. No, yeah, he's a ridiculous fucking person, bro.
Bro, he's fucking hilarious. You ever see when he was on Breakfast Club and they like asked him about polygamy? You're like, do you even know what that is? Or either, yeah, anyway, he's a funny ass guy.
Yeah, he's fucking.
Okay, so you guys don't think it's real, right? He's just messing around, made people think that he was actually doing that.
I think he was just getting.
No, it's definitely real. We can see it. I mean, he's just getting twerked on.
Okay.
like, right?
Do I seem off?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you were just like scrolling on like your thing, and then like you like look up and you're like, so yes,
is this real? Like, is this fake? Is this edited?
Like,
no.
It was okay. Like when you're like doing popcorn reading and like you haven't been following.
And just like,
and you're like, chapter one, Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
It says from
Atticus.
Atticus. The article says, for an extended period of time, the internet thought the pair was having sex. Kodak Black did on Instagram Live note that he put the enchilada in the piñata. And those were his exact quote. Quote, put the enchilada in the piñata, suggesting that he was actually hooking up at the stadium. Yeah, so,
wait,
that,
so
that's
did,
what went down.
So he was fucking her.
I mean, that's what he said, but like people from the video, it doesn't. You know, you're not
yeah,
seeing like
yeah. That's insane,
it actually
though.
Going down.
Could have got his pants unzipped and his dick could just be
and then the NHL posted like, we love you, Kodak. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, you want to scroll down, you'll see the girl. She's a rapper named Essence. I don't know who she is, but she's supposed
to be. Oh, hey,
huge.
Mama.
Hey, Essence.
Essence.
Bro, I need some of that Essence on my fucking face, bro.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. I'm just saying. If you guys don't have any more thoughts, there's something else that big that happened that we cover a lot. Our big man, Jackson Mahomes, he was at the Broncos game. And some Broncos fans got really upset at him due to him, you know, his TikTok behavior. What kind of content would you say he posts on TikTok?
He's just TikTok dancing, right? He just travels with his brother and then he just dances wherever he's at, basically, right?
Yeah. Would you agree with that? Like, that's kind of how you describe it, right?
No, I like his dancing.
Yeah. But most people make jokes that he's more feminine. They just say he's gay. Think he's gay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So anyway, this is what happened at the game.
He's not gay.
He's not gay.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Like, he's acting like he can't hear that, but he can hear that.
He's fucking yelling at the top of his lungs.
Easily, of course. But that's his brother's the quarterback, you know what I'm saying? You got to heckle him.
Yeah. And people are, like, Denver.
You don't have to,
The Broncos can't even see. I mean, that's just fucking Broncos fans. Yeah,
it's people.
Like, fucking Denver fans.
Yeah, and the fucking Broncos are just the worst team ever.
Yeah, they suck. They lost to Seahawks, 48-2.
Yeah. 42-8.
Yeah.
Beastly game.
It is rough, though. When you look on TikTok, the comments he gets are all like, homo, homo, or they do the nail polish. Yeah. Or, like, you have a girlfriend, there's no way.
That's fucking sick, because, like, all of his engagements going up. Everything's going up. So every time he posts it, somebody's going to watch it over and over and then comment about it.
Yeah, but it's all the comments are going to be about how, like, you aren't a straight dude.
Yeah.
But, I
mean, if he's smashing puss and we don't know it, then that's completely good for him, you know?
Yeah, but if it inhibits it, like, let's say he goes up to a girl and she goes, wait, aren't you the gay guy on TikTok?
No. He wouldn't say
gay guy on TikTok. Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
His whole family's so famous.
Those type of dudes, they be getting dirty. Don't play you.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some fruity dudes that get around.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
They're not, but isn't it because they're seen as, like, less threatening, so they're friends with the girls?
Maybe.
Yeah, they're the ones that get invited over to the sleepover and fuck every single chick there.
I don't know how often that second part's happening.
It happens.
There's this guy I know that has, like literally, like, done that shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It happens.
Because, like, it's not like it, like, feels bad.
Any final thoughts with that? Because he does get harassed all the time. Broncos fans calling him Jackson Mahomo.
Bro, he's got, like, the best seats in the house. He has nothing to complain about. He's good.
And there always will be hecklers for him, for sure.
That stuff is going to continue as his brother becomes more dominant, right?
Yeah, it's not like if he's complaining about it, that's one thing. I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares either.
I don't think he cares.
Because, it's been, like, fucking 2 years. We did, like, a story on him, like, how long ago? Like, one of our first stories on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was still getting those comments 2 years ago to this day. Yeah. Like,
to this day!
Like, literally. I honestly think he's probably over.
To this day!
To this day.
To this
day. All right. Do you want to talk about, you've been talking about this Drake story. What's going on with Drake?
Oh, Drake is getting, he's under a lawsuit right now for this. Because of this girl he had sex with, and every time he has sex with this chick, he fucks with a condom, right? And then after, he puts hot sauce in that condom to kill all the bacteria and all the semen, so that, like, girls can't take out that condom and, like, impregnate themselves with them and get, like, child support, all this shit.
Yeah.
But so he had sex with this chick, and the chick decided to take the condom out, take her home, and finger herself with the semen that was in that condom. And there was hot sauce in there because Drake put the hot sauce in.
Oh, my God. What?
She didn't notice that his jizz was orange?
I don't know. Maybe it was dark. Maybe, I don't know. She fucking did it. But then her vagina started fucking burning. So she sued Drake for putting hot sauce in the condom and shit like that. So
she did it while she's still in Drake's hotel room.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was hearing that she still did it in Drake's hotel room. So she, like, after sex and everything, she took it out of the trash can, fingered herself with it. To try to get pregnant with Drake's baby for child support and shit like that.
No way.
Yeah, isn't
that, that exists.
And that's
there's some crazy ass motherfucker out there, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I didn't know hot sauce works.
But also, like, it's a good deterrent. Like, you aren't gonna put, like, spicy shit in your pussy.
Yeah.
She did, bro.
Why not just take the condom and, like,
these fucking talking girls are evolving, bro.
Yeah, that has, bro.
So this is definitely, like, a system he has, though. Drake definitely has a bottle of hot sauce in the bathroom so that
I saw a photo of, like, it's like an old photo of him, and he has it, like, on his waistband, like, in, like, this, like, bag
thing. No, he has, like, a fuck ton of fucking, like,
Tapatio or something like that.
No, he has, like, a shit ton of Taco Bell fucking hot sauce in his pocket, and he just walks around with it.
Wow.
That's
I think he's just taking the condom with him and put him in a plastic bag, like a little doggy shit plastic bag, and then burn it somewhere.
Isn't there spermicidal lube as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of shit you can do. Well, if you not
spermicidal
hot
lube on your dick,
but it's also, and then it's put also the condom like a, on. It's like a laugh and a slap in the face. Like, oh, you're really that down bad? Now you're fucking, your pussy's on fire, bitch. like, fuck you. Like, it's a double slap in the face. It's like, you're psycho, never going to fuck you again. No one that's famous is going to hang out with you, and your vagina's on fire.
Yep. So and she can't.
You got that Diablo fucking Taco Bell sauce in your pussy, so and fuck you.
And it's like freshly beaten up, too, so you know that shit is burning.
That's raw as fuck.
The fact that she's suing because she burned herself, but she was doing it to have his kid,
he should be wrong. He should be
suing her.
Yeah.
She should be in jail. Like, that needs 100%. To be not okay, right?
No, it's terrible.
No, because whatever it is, she's going to get a fucking small portion of a settlement. So no, she doesn't give a fuck either way.
True. But she should be in jail for having a child without consent or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what you call
some
that.
Some type of law.
That's probably exactly what you call it.
Don't take the condom out of the trash bin and put it in your vagina rule.
Yeah, and use
it. Something like that.
Fucking weirdo. Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Okay.
But imagine someone doing that, dude.
Imagine being that famous where you can't even like
isn't that fucked?
I would just be like, bruh, what is you doing?
Like, imagine telling that kid when he that kid's born, he's like, oh, actually, your dad never came inside me. I finger myself with that condom.
Yeah, dude,
like,
what is, does that even work? I heard that
it does.
Jizz has to be like immediately put into like another.
No, dude. I heard fucking kids were getting, or some woman got pregnant in the hot tub. Pregnant on a toilet seat.
No. Those are all fake.
No, bro.
Toilet seat.
What'd you read on the Onion?
The Onion.com.
You read on the Onion?
That's like the most stereotypical fake story that you can get pregnant from a toilet seat.
What the fuck is Onion?
Have you ever watched fucking Mythbusters? They literally took the girl in Mythbusters and had a rubber pussy on the seat.
Yeah, Mythbusters proved that. It's Mythbusters like 18 plus, but
I was
like
so. I was like, wait, what? I think I missed that. Break,
I just said they took the girl in Mythbusters. In Mythbusters,
had a rubber pussy. A full slug slide around the toilet.
Jamie and the bald guy are like myth busted.
No, that's bad, bro. That's bad. No, but still, this girl, like, that girl is terrible, bro.
But you've said slug slide twice, like, the last 3 days.
That's funny. It's a funny saying.
What's the saying?
Slug slime?
It's like if a girl slides around on her pussy or something.
Oh.
So it's like it's kind of like...
Like the fucking bitch in Monsters, Inc.
No, it's literally no. It's
Mike Wazowski. No.
You know, Flushed Away? You know those slugs in the drain? In the girls one that swing, that sing? Those are the slug sliders.
Here's a little
boy. Yeah.
What's that fucking song?
Bro, what about Lana Rhodes' kid?
Here's a little
That kid's life's going to be hard. Yeah, we can say that.
No,
you think he's going to be hard his whole life?
Oh yeah, I just heard it's like Blake. I heard it's Blake Griffin. Like that's the dad.
Oh, power baby.
Yeah, is that fucking dude? That power forward of a child is gonna be huge.
Yeah, man.
He's gonna have some ass and some hops, bro. Like
he's gonna be like the fucking like,
he's gonna
light
be core black.
He's gonna be like light. Black. He's gonna be like light skinned Bowser, like the final boss.
Dude, Blake Griffin. I wouldn't even consider Blake Griffin.
Like that's what I'm saying. His son's gonna be even more. Blake Griffin's like the ultimate light skin.
Yeah,
yeah. He's
a
like
ginger light skin.
Dude, he's like fucking. He's a creature. He's something.
All right, no, but Lana Rose's kid growing up, going to school. Do you think kids are gonna be like, dude, that's because imagine if like we went to school with Cindy Crawford's or like what's a famous huge you know sex symbol from the 90s and we went to school with their kid?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's kid. That would be sick, right? But is it different if it's Lana Rhodes' kid growing up and going to high school?
Bro, imagine if our mom was Lana Rhodes. Bro, we would be done.
Dick down.
Like, we would be so done. I'd be like, oh, dude, your shoes look stupid. I'd be like, your mom's a fucking porn star. Like, there's no coming back at all. You're done. You're already lost.
Like you're walking down the hallway, just show that you're watching it. Like,
no, you already lost. It's fucked.
But what if you embrace it? What if you're like, yeah, dude, that is.
That's
like, my mom's
an embraceable. You can't embraceable.
No,
can't
I mean,
be.
You
embrace
it.
You can't embraceable. You can't
be
embrace
like, oh,
that.
Look at my fucking Versace shoes.
But is it different, though, if girls are like saying, like, they
well,
would
I'm,
find
I'm
it,
saying, like, I wouldn't have a problem with Lana Rhodes' son being in, like, I'd be like, what's up, bro? Problem cheating.
I also
but if he pissed me off, I know what I have to say.
No, exactly. If I got like an no, yeah, right. You got,
yeah,
like, yeah. Got like an altercation.
It's like getting in like a fight
with you, and then like
getting in like a fight with like a short dude. Like
yeah,
like
yeah.
You just always win.
That's fucked.
What's up, Nate? But I think he'll find his way. You know, I think he'll be good.
No, no, that kid's fucked.
Bro, he's gonna be rich. Lana Rhoades is wealthy.
Hey, like, if it's a girl, that's just saying. If it's a guy, if it's a girl, she's like everyone's gonna.
I think it'll be fine.
She'll be alright.
Yeah, imagine
if it's a guy, bro. You're fucked.
No, it's a guy. It came out. What's his name? What's
Milo. Oh yeah, Milo. It's a guy. Yeah, I think there's a picture Milo. On the second slide. Possibly. Oh yeah. But did you, real quick, imagine health class and the teacher's like, all right, we're gonna be watching this video. You need to get your parents' signature. And some kid's like, why don't we just watch fucking Milo's mom?
I think the
That'd
best.
That'd be terrible, bro. That'd be so bad. I bet you she doesn't put him into public school. Like, I bet that right now.
Well, then was it worth it, Lana? Was it worth it?
Well, she wants to be a mom. No. She wants to live her full healthy life. And she wants to have, you know?
Like, we're saying, like, we would be chill, but these are the jokes. No matter what, at some point in high school, he will get
it. She has to
live. I don't have any problem with this. It's just like, there is just going to be kids that are just
100% just
like me in high school. Like, me in high school, I totally would have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's going to be kids like you. There's going to be bullies like you. Yeah.
You were worse. You were meaner than me.
What was that? What
bro, shut up, bro.
You know, I was mean? Was
it's
mean
one that? Thing that your mom's a porn star, but if she's the most famous porn star, that's just, like, fucking crazy.
No, yeah. That's what different. I'm saying. She, like,
it's just crazy, like, going, like...
no matter what.
It's like, just crazy. Like, imagine, like, your mom sitting in a room.
Yeah.
At, like, a fucking assembly or some shit. Or, like, you know, your mom's just there. Every guy in the entire room has seen your mom get fucked.
The dads, too. That's
every guy.
No, but that's...
Who'll be the dads at that age?
That's what I'm saying. So maybe the kids of his generation... won't even know about
They're gonna know.
No, they're gonna know because they're gonna find like old hard drives.
It's gonna be like 20 years down the road. Dude,
okay, for instance, she's.
There's gonna be new porn stars.
I've been following Summer Rae on Instagram for 10 years.
But that's what I'm saying. Get.
True. Yeah. The internet's forever. Yeah. The internet's forever. Don't matter what way there is. You guys think Blake actually meant to have a kid with her?
Wait. Oh, yes. Yeah, true. Blake Griffin's a dad. So if the kid's dad is also Blake Griffin. And all, but the mom's Lana Rhoades. Does that even? Would he get the same jokes, but also the jealousy? I don't know.
I just think like,
oh, that's actually sick. That's smart from Lana, bro. No, it literally even the playing field. You have a fucking NBA superstar, and you have a porn star.
Yeah,
boom, canceled out. And your son's sick.
And it's a different story if she has a daughter. But we're talking about the son here. The son's gonna get made fun of.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, it is a son. It's
son's getting way worse, bro. If it was a daughter, she could hang out with all her girlfriends. All the girls are not going to be like, yo, man, your mom's a porn star. All the guys are different, bro. So Milo's going to have it rough.
But the girl's guy friends would be even worse than to a guy.
Nah.
Bro, think sometimes, about if a girl has a hot mom, bro. It's so true. Like, you, like, every time you're like, dude, your mom's fucking sexy. Mm,
yeah. But then, like, she's sexy as well at that time. Or Milo, fuck.
Mm, that's true. What about this? Let me ask you one more thing. Like, do you think some of the parents, like moms, will be very like open and reasonable and progressive, right? They're like, oh, sex work is great. Yeah. But some of them, do you think, would not let their kids hang out because the mom? What?
No mom says that unless she was in sex work herself.
No, that's not true.
No, there's a lot of... No.
People are progressive.
No, that's weird. I mean,
sex working, bro. I don't need... If I've been seeing this little girl grow from fucking... 0 to fucking 18, now she's getting dicked down. What mom has said, let me push you out into the world like that so you can have that as a career path? Besides a mom that's already been in that career
like, what path. If they came from something that's like not good?
What if it was that? It was literally, she had to get dicked down or fucking be shooting up heroin on the side of the road. What is she gonna pick? Like, there's people that do that.
There's either sell drugs or do porn. Like, when has that been a...
No, but yeah, I think you misunderstood, because what I was saying is, like, will Milo's friends, if it was a girl, right? Yeah. If Lana Rhoades' kid was a girl, would the girl's friends' moms let their kid hang out with at Lana's house?
Because they don't want their daughter to turn into a sex.
Yeah, their parents would be weird then if they didn't. That's so weird.
I know, but you know parents like that. Parents that weren't let cool with their kid drinking with other people.
I think that the moms would get jealous of Lana because the dad's jerked off to Lana Rhoades.
we would be the dads at that point.
That would be funny.
Like, I've watched Lana Rhoades a very unhealthy amount of times.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, dude, in however many years... Like, that's going to be fucked, bro.
Like, they fight over, like, a neighbor for
family. Hey, Lana, dinner. This is my husband, Bob. And then Bob just has a fucking heart on in the corner. It's like, hey, Lana, I'm Bob. Next door.
I brought the dip.
Brought the artichoke
dip. I brought the artichoke dip.
And the cream pie.
There's already a hole in it.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of love going in there. There's a lot of sex. There's a lot of flowers and hearts flowing through the air. MGK just proposed to Megan Fox.
Great transition.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I fucking hate them, bro. Like, I like both of them individually. I hate them as a couple.
Actually, no.
Also, I called.
He was cool out there. He said they filmed the music video outside of our house. Facts. And he said, "What's up?" I said,
"I'm saying MGK is cool, Megan Fox cool." But like, I also called dibs on Megan Fox like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's so
and
fucked,
like it's
MGK.
Literally fucked, bro. Like,
that's you, like fucked up.
In the fact, you just like that's bro code, bro. Like, I literally called dibs.
Yeah. And,
like right after Transformers came out, I was like dibs.
Yeah. I mean,
and MGK just fucking you. And MGK just out there fucking proposing and shit. It's like, fuck you, dog.
I know, he's got to respect it. Like,
it's like respect the dibs.
Yeah. It's kind of it's anyway. Kind of annoying.
Anyway, it's a little fucked up, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's kind of cool.
Marriage is cool, man. Marriage is fucking sick, man. I'm always down for people to be fucking happy, you know.
We're so bad at trying to like curb swearing.
Yeah.
we've talked about this on the podcast like separately. We're trying to, even as off-camera people, swear less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've sweared so much in this podcast. And I notice every time I drop an F-word, but we keep...
I've noticed it.
Should we try this? Let's keep talking about this topic, but see whoever swears first kind of loses. Okay, yeah. All right, so this MGK situation, like, the kid is going to grow up with, right? Like, the mom's a famous actress. The dad's this insane musician.
Oh, he's going to be a superstar no matter what. Like, he's going to be...
Let's talk about marriage, not the kid.
Hold on. I'm very confused. What? We were talking about Lana Rhodes and Blake Griffin.
Yeah, not
now MGK. We've transitioned to MGK and Megan Fox, but you guys just were talking about Megan Fox and the MGK's kid when they don't have a kid.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They
okay, you confused me, bro.
Okay, then let's try this. For the next minute, whoever swears first loses. That'd be the game. It's going to be hard, but we have to try to like keep this conversation going.
Okay. Yeah.
So MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, it's so hard to talk when you're trying to think. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Well, just don't swear. Then you want
to. Did you guys see the way he proposed to her though?
No. How did he do it?
Cute, man. He set up a phone. Had like jungle.
So bro, I crap. Literally, dude, I hated it.
Why do you guys like it?
It was stupid.
What do you mean?
It was dumb. Bro. Dude, no, I'm actually being serious. I really did not like it. It was just like.
I'm happy for that girl because she was the first girl to ever make me have a boner. So she could be happy.
I think what was crazy is like.
Yeah. She was so freaking hot. And
Transformers. That's what I'm saying. I figured out that my penis could grow because of her.
Bro, if you guys don't agree with me. Or haven't seen it for yourself yet. Go watch Transformers. Under the hood, first scene, wind's blowing. Fucking
nah, you're so
awesome. Oh! Kyle's out.
Cunt!
You can't talk anymore.
Yeah. Wait, where did they post those pictures? Can we see
on
them?
On his Instagram.
IG. And dude, like, for being rich, there was no, like, decorations. There was nothing. It was
just
the iPhone.
You don't need that when you're rich. It's more, like, sentimental.
Lou, do you want to pull up the pictures from the IG?
It's more, like, sentimental. It's, like, more, like, heartfelt if it's just, like...
Right.
You know?
Like Cody Ko, like they got
it's more heartfelt when you buy like decorations and there's shit there.
You're out too.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Shit's in the Bible.
It's heartfelt, right?
Yeah. Like I think that's a better way of going than spending $100,000 on a marriage proposal that you really don't care about.
I don't know how many people are spending $100,000 though on a marriage.
Chris's argument was like he could have.
Right.
Instead of just doing it like actually just small and heartfelt. Holy and like sentimental.
That's the diamond.
Yeah, that's a heart. Rock,
bro. That's a rock.
That's an emerald.
Yeah. No, that's emerald on one
side. Bro, I mine that shit in Minecraft.
You're out.
That was for the joke. Come on. All
right. Wait. Do you want to play?
Hey, but we actually did have a conversation for a little bit without swearing.
That was 2 minutes.
True.
Okay. You have to understand the environment. I mean, people say like you swear like sailors. It's because like there's a bunch of sailors that live on a ship. Like you just start talking in a way that like.
And we live with sailors.
Like we live in our own ship.
Yeah, we are the boat.
But the idea of the sailors is that they don't have access to, you know, the real world. We do. We just walk outside.
Not really.
No.
No, we're sailing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you want to play the video? Let's see what's
And also, no on. One gives a fuck. Like, you can, like...
We don't play the audio.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It's pretty sick, man.
Wow. Wait, where's the engagement photos?
They're on his.
I thought it was like a literally art painting.
Where's the engagement?
They're on the Instagram. Oh, go to Megan Fox's.
Dude, MGK's a tad bit weird sometimes, bro.
Bro, he's a rock star, bro.
Yeah, it's like Dave and
Yanni. No, that's
Oh, like, that's cool.
She's so fire, bro.
What? What? Whoa, what? Oh, that's cool. Okay, so he just set up the phone and did it all by himself with her.
Yeah, I mean, that's beautiful. I had a little candle, something light for the gram.
Why are they both kneeling, though, bro?
Because she went down and met on his level, you know?
Oh, my God.
Imagine proposing to Megan Fox and she says yes.
Dude, he got
some awesome.
He got some fucking fire sex right after that. The fuck?
Oh, I bet Megan Fox is a dog.
Girls
too.
Be dreaming about that their entire lives.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She gave him the fucking business.
What, oh, to be with that Whoa. MGK?
No, just to get married.
Dude, this beautiful woman is almost 50 years old.
Yeah. She's had multiple kids.
Scroll down.
A lot of plastic
Scroll
surgery,
down.
Too.
Yeah, but.
Scroll down. Look at this, bro. Imagine someone looking at you like that.
And you're almost 50, bro. She's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
I miss her.
Dude, she gets great engagement. Holy shit.
Yeah, 4.3 million likes. Oh, my God.
Dude, we should get her on the pod.
Yeah, let's get Megan Fox on the pod.
We literally almost... Yeah, someone had the balls to go up there and ask her outside of the house.
Okay, those are the big things that have been in the news. Kodai Black, Jackson Mahomes, Lana Rhodes, and...
Oh, wait. There was also a video of Kim Kardashian being asked, like, what's your most embarrassing moment that you're going to have to tell your kids?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they're, like, sitting on a show, and, you know, her... I mean, she has a sex tape with Ray J. So, they're, like, sitting on the show, and she is... She's pretty much, like... I think we all know what mine is. And then she's like, I'm just going to tell them the truth when it comes out. And I'm like, bro, that is so messed up that she has to tell her kids. About, like, and there's a video of me getting fucked by Ray J, and there's three parts to it.
And that's what made her famous.
You think
it was strategic. She did that knowing, like, you know.
She's going to get famous.
I can't hate that. You know, North knows and all of them. And
I mean, now she's one of the richest fucking independent women out there. So,
yeah, you know.
Girl boss?
Yeah.
Queen.
She's queen status, dude.
I don't even know how the fuck you going to tell anybody that. Holy shit.
I mean, eventually one of our dick pics is going to get leaked. Like, how are you going to tell your kids about that? Are you ever going to tell them? Like, imagine you have a sex tape leaked, you know?
It's also
eventually one of our dick pics is going to get leaked. You actually think so?
Yeah, I have a picture of all your guys' penises, so don't fucking backstab me, I swear
but
to God.
But, like, who the fuck would...
Where?
Like,
how? You take it on
SSD?
Yeah.
It's on the SSD.
Yeah, yeah.
BBC.
Have you ever thought about, like, when you're, like...
All right, so guys, make sure to subscribe to the notification bell. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. New episode, first episode of Air It Out is live on this channel. Go check it out. Guys, anything else we want to tell the people?
You guys seem to be loving Air It Out right now. That first clip got like 2 million views.
3 million.
3 million, and the other one got what?
2 million.
Holy fuck. Wouldn't you guys want to see like the fucking long version of that? Like, it would be fucking smart to go fucking subscribe like right now.
But
and then right go now. Fucking watch that podcast like right now.
That was 5 F words in one sentence. Berkeley just counted it.
What's wrong?
Why? They should fucking do it 5, 6 fucking Nine. 7 fucking fucker.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Hit the like button. Woo!